right?
Yeah.
not very easily, but we accomplished it. Okay, at this time we're on number four, oral communication. Mm-hmm. Did anyone from the public submit comments to the secretary?
So I was informed that Chet will actually be speaking at this point.
Ah, you have the floor, and because of who you are, I will not limit you to 5 minutes, but Maria may limit you to three. That's what's on the agenda. So go ahead, Chet. You have the floor.
Thank you, Chair. And first, I'd like to thank the board. Obviously, I realize that it's a odd circumstance to have a city manager come and speak during public comment, but there were some things that I wanted to mention to all of you, and it just seemed the most expedient way to get in front of you. First of all, for those of you that don't know me, my name is Chet Simmons. I'm the newly minted city manager here in LaSalle. And that's part of the reason why I'm here is that, you know, given only a few short weeks, I didn't get an opportunity to get around to meeting all of you in person. And obviously it may be some time before that's possible. And so I wanted to take an opportunity to introduce myself, let you know that I'm available to you, you know, if anything comes up during the course of your work or just, you know, through just the normal happenstance of your daily lives. And secondly, and probably more importantly, it's really just to say thank you. I realize that all of you are working hard. You have jobs, you have lives, you have families. And taking time for an additional Zoom call, an additional conference call, an additional time to read an agenda is really kind of indicative of what public service is. And I know that rightfully so, a lot of the credit goes to our first responders and our frontline staff that are doing work for the city. But none of that is possible without the direction that you give us. So I just wanted to make sure that somebody had officially said thank you from the city for everything that you're doing. It's much appreciated. And, you know, this is how we continue to move forward. You know, we continue to do the work that people need us to do. And you all showing up tonight is just another sign of that. So again, thank you. And that's, sir, that really is all I had to say. I supposed to be jumping on another call that I'm a couple minutes late for, but I just wanted to take an opportunity to thank all of you.
Nice to meet
you. Thank you, Chet.
Thanks, Chet.
Do appreciate it.
Okay, great. Well, again, like I said, if anything comes up, I'm only a phone call away, and good luck with your meeting tonight.
Thank you.
Thanks. Have a nice night.
Bye, Chet.
Bye. Okay, Maria, anybody else?
That is all. I didn't receive any other messages for a public comment by four.
Okay, the next up on the agenda is item five, approval of the minutes for the regular meeting of March 11th, 2020. Let's see. I provided you some changes. Did you get changes from anyone else? Maria, you're
muted, Maria.
Hi, sorry. Okay. Okay, what was that? Sorry.
Did you Staubach.
Any additional changes from any of the other commissioners?
Yes, so Commissioner Murphy also emailed me corrections that I will include.
Does anyone else have any additional corrections?
No.
No.
Okay. If that's the case, I'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes of the regular meeting of March 11th, 2020, with the amendments that have already been submitted.
I move to approve.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Wait.
Need a second.
Who second?
I will. Coxell will.
Okay. And then I will do the roll call vote.
Okay.
So Chair Katz?
Aye.
Vice Chair Mejia?
Aye.
Commissioner Coxell?
Aye.
Commissioner Hill?
Aye.
Commissioner Murphy?
Aye.
Commissioner Singer?
Aye.
And Commissioner West?
Aye.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, motion passes. Next up is the staff report. I see Farhad has not joined us. So Chris, are you able to handle the staff report? And you're muted, by the way.
Sorry.
Are you able to handle the staff report?
I am apologizing for Farhad not being here. As far as I knew, he was gonna be here, so.
All right, well, the staff report is a request to install time-limited parking in front of CNH Pharmacy store at 4012 Catella Avenue. The recommendation from staff was to deny the implementation of limited parking, curbside parking to 15 minutes on Catella. And the reason for that, I'll try to handle this for Farhad if...
Yeah, I can chime in after you finish.
Okay.
I had some discussions with him.
What he said is he went out there and he took a look at it. And he said, the owner of the business provided the following statement. My pharmacy caters to many of the elderly as well as those who are handicapped and find it difficult to walk from the parking lot on the side of my pharmacy. I have had many of my patients requesting that I speak with the city of Los Alamitos to provide this 15-minute parking in front of my pharmacy so it may be more accessible to them. Every day, there are mainly two cars parked there who parks for 8+ hours, and my patients who are elderly or handicapped must park further away to walk to my pharmacy, and this is very difficult for them. Well, at first blush, I looked at that and I go, well, that makes sense to me. We need to do something. Then I read the discussion portion that Farhad put together, and he said, the city traffic engineer has conducted a field review of the existing conditions and recommends against the installation of restricted parking due to the heavy flow and fast-moving traffic on Catella Avenue and the availability of adequate on-site parking. The frequent parking turnover would have a negative traffic impact on Catella Avenue and might create an unsafe situation. So I looked at that and I go, all right, I know Catella. Catella is very, very busy, except for now during this COVID-19 crisis. But normally Catella is chock-a-block day in, day out, during the week. I mean, it's craziness. Then he goes on to say, and this is the part where I think I'm okay with it. He says, in addition to field observations, it has been determined by the Development and Services Department that the tenant has the ability to implement limited parking on the site of a private property. To do so, the tenant needs to request the designation of one parking stall for pickup and drop-offs from the property owner. And regardless of the fiscal impact, I think my thought, and Chris, please jump in if you want to. My thought is that the Development Services Department needs to get back to the tenant and apprise them of this, if this has not been done already, saying, hey, please speak to your property owner and ask designation of one parking stall for pickup and drop off. And I think if that's done, that will take care of the issue. If it's not done, then my question to... Oh
my goodness. It's an Amber Alert.
It's an Amber Alert.
Well, that was loud.
It was loud.
That was an Amber Alert. So my thought is then that we should request that the Development Services Department speak to the property owner, assuming that the property owner is not non-responsive or does not respond affirmatively to the tenant's request to designate one parking stall for pickup and drop off. And I think if all of this works the way it's supposed to, I think that will take care of the problem. Chris?
Yeah, so the intent was to have them discuss this with the property owner to have something on site rather than on Catella, which is a pretty busy street. If people were coming in and out of there all day, opening their doors, trying to get around their car, waiting for traffic, that could be kind of a dangerous situation. If we recommended the sign change to 15 minutes so that people were coming in and out every day. The guess was if they're seeing cars there all days for upwards of 8 hours, it's probably employees of some of the businesses that are parking there. So they need to, what we're going to do is if you guys agree to this and to this denial, is to have them contact the owner of the property for some on-site signage that would allow this to take place in the parking lot. And looking at where the business is relative to the parking lot, it's very close. So, they would have the access they would need.
Commissioner.
And there's also one more thing. There's also the idea that if you allow this here, it opens the door for other locations throughout the city for the same requests. And then you start having a situation where you have a lot of these 15-minute parking signs.
What are the parking restrictions for those two spots currently? Is it just no parking 2 a.m. to 6 a.m.?
Yeah, it's probably no overnight parking. I'd have to look at that specifically.
Okay, because the business hours are from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. And so even if we were to do it, there would have to be restrictions around it. I can't imagine beyond kind of their business hours. Additionally, I think what really resonates for me is just driving down Catella going eastbound in the morning and even in the afternoon, it's like a freeway. And even though there is parking there, having a high turnover parking spot or two, I personally wouldn't even want to use it. It is tight down Catella.
There's also a bus stop there. I'm looking at it on Google Maps. So,
you see the concrete pad there?
Yes, there is. And it's red, except for two little cars could fit there now.
Mm-hmm.
You put a Suburban there, that's the only one that's getting in. And then the parking lot's a pretty large parking lot.
It is.
Do we know how long that gentleman has had that business at that location?
Elliot, is it possible for you to move forward a little closer to the microphone, please?
Do we have any idea how long the gentleman has operated the business at that location? And I'm just asking that to get to that perhaps his problem is now and it was related to the pandemic as opposed to however long he's been here prior to this time.
Chris, any idea?
That we'd have to pull from community development to see how long that business has had a business license there at that location.
Let me search it really quick. The start date that I have, it is May 2nd of 2018.
So it's a fairly new business.
We did that whole building.
I think generally though, what you guys have talked about and the traffic on Catella would diminish my voting for allowing some temporary parking at that location.
My fellow commissioners, other comments, thoughts?
Cheryl. Commissioner Hill has his hand raised.
Commissioner Hill?
I do. Thank you. So for me, what it says is there are those handicapped and find it difficult to walk from the parking lot. So I think, you know, it's not the 15-minute issue, it's the distance. And I think the argument or the response is, look, you're better off making that walk than you are trying to get in and out of your car on Catella Boulevard being a senior citizen handicapped person.
Exactly.
So that's my two cents.
Anybody else?
Agreed. Do we know if we have any parking restrictions on Catella itself? Any time limitations on Catella?
You know, I'm looking right now just on Google, and I'm not seeing a lot of signage. I know Farhad has told me in the past that you know, there isn't a lot of signage just because we don't want signs everywhere.
Right.
I see a bus stop sign.
Yeah.
But that's about it. I'm not seeing any limitations on parking times.
The only limitations I know of are on the westbound side over just west of the hospital there in front of those businesses there.
Okay.
There's no sign here for the other
one. Commissioner Murphy, you have a comment?
I'm sorry, I was talking to myself. I'm trying to zoom in. Most of the signs are about the bus stop that I can see. Don't see any other signage.
Okay. Commissioner West, Commissioner Coxhill, thoughts, comments?
I agree with Randy. I don't think there is a lot of signage on Catella because it is so busy. I do find it would be, it's kind of hazardous.
Yeah.
I would be afraid as an elderly person to get out there. So
I would be afraid now.
Yeah.
I'm not elderly yet. At least I don't think I am. And I'd be scared to get out.
That's what I would be afraid.
Commissioner Coxhill, thoughts?
I'm all set.
All right. Any other comments, or would someone like to make?
I have one more question, Dan. I'm not sure. Do we have 15-minute parking anywhere else in the city? I know we have 24-minute parking.
He did mention that there was one more location. I'd have to get the exact address of that. I don't have that with me. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Anecdotally, I feel like it was Old Town West, right? When we were looking at all the sign pollution, there were some spots that had a very small window.
Yeah. I don't remember the exact location. I know in front of the Pasty's Kitchen and Affordable Caregiver there, it's 24 minutes. That's on Catella. Let's see. That's all I can find at the moment. Yeah.
From what I've noticed, the only 15-minute parking is in parking lots. There's none on a street. And there's no curb painting for 15 minutes, right?
I don't think so. I think you need a sign.
All right. Any more comment? Would anyone like to make a motion?
Come on, Bruce.
Don't all speak at once.
That's it. Okay. I make a motion that we accept the staff representation to deny the implementation.
Second?
I second.
That was Commissioner Hill that seconded. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Are you doing roll call?
Yes. Yeah, well, I'm just sort of going through my normal thing. Aye. Okay, Maria, could you do a roll call for that, please?
Yes. Chair Patz?
Aye.
Vice Chair Mejia?
Aye.
Commissioner Coxhill?
Aye.
Commissioner Hill?
Aye.
Commissioner Murphy?
Aye.
Commissioner Singer?
Aye.
And Commissioner West?
Aye.
Thank you.
Okay, that passes unanimously. However, before we move on from that, I do want to make Chris and the city aware that I don't want this just to fall through the cracks. Just because we're denying it is not the intent. The intent is to get back to the tenant and talk to them about this and make sure that they do speak to the property owner and ask the property owner to designate one parking stall for pickup and drop-offs for that specific property owner. And furthermore, if that property, if that tenant runs into issues with that, let him know to get back with the city and perhaps someone from the Development Services Department can then speak to the property owner and try to encourage them in the right direction. And this is all in the interests of safety, because I agree, I don't want 80 and 90 year old people pulling up into a 15 minute parking spot and in traffic and trying to get out on Catella. I think we would be putting the city at risk.
Yeah.
Agreed.
All right. Okay. That was 5A. Moving on to 5B. Excuse me, 6A and now 6B, the Traffic Commission status log. Does anyone have any changes, additions, deletions? Let me go according to the folks on the screen here. Commissioner Singer?
No, I do not.
Commissioner Murphy?
I just have a question. In our last meeting that we had set forth the work, some work being done for Old Town. And I don't see that on there at all. Although I have seen engineers out there measuring. So I don't know if we went forward because we had approved to have it go forward for the striping and the posting of speed limits as well as lit stop signs, because we didn't have to go to the city council for those items.
I will have an update on that when it comes to the next item. As far as getting into the log, you know, this is kind of a big picture item. I'm not sure if it goes into the log or not. You guys?
No, it doesn't. It's something that we approved as a commission.
Yeah.
And it goes to the city to implement. It's not something that we put on the log. It's not one of the smaller items.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Commissioner May here.
I'm looking, well, at our last, one of our last meetings, I had brought up the audible head push buttons for Los Alamitos Boulevard at Florista.
Yes.
And I know that resident has talked to me a couple of times, and it was brought up and mentioned that it might be able to be approved sooner rather than later. And I just wanted to follow up on that.
This is the visually impaired project at Florista, right?
Yes.
Yeah, this is on the agenda for the next council meeting to get to go out to bid.
Oh, excellent.
For them to approve and approve the expenditures, correct?
Yeah, basically the design plans and the expenditures, and then we go out and we go out to bid.
Okay.
It's basically to get approval to go out to bid.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
Commissioner Coxhill?
I do not.
Commissioner Hill?
I have two items. One is A31. I think we've nixed that altogether. The scramble intersection at Cerritos. It's really supposed to be Cerritos and La Salle Boulevard, but it says it'll be evaluated after the school traffic study, but I think for Hod said that's just going to be a no-go. So I'm not sure. You can look into that if you want.
I think you're right.
And then my other bigger concern is with Vice Chair Mejia, because I see, you know, I'm from Texas. And so when I see a Roger Staubach jersey on a wall, I need to know there's you have like some, you earned that, you deserve that, you respect it and you honor it the way you really should.
Been a fan since 1973.
Okay. A little late, but that's okay. All right. Thank you.
Is that going to fall under, what is that, items pending or denied?
Oh, shoot. It should have come under traffic commission initiated. Dang it. I jumped the gun. I'll bring it back later.
Okay. Commissioner West.
No, I have nothing.
All right. That brings an end to 6B. Item 7, items from the director and city engineer.
Thank you.
Next up.
Yeah, so like I said, the visually impaired project is going to council this month to go out to bid. Let's see. So I have a meeting tomorrow with OCTA and Caltrans to get some more information on the upcoming Catella and 605 project.
Okay.
So what I'm hoping to do is present to the commission possibly next month on the upcoming project and some of the proposals from the design consultants that we'll be going over shortly with the committee. So that's on the list. And then also, the like I said before, the sanitation district project is back with a revised version, kind of a more streamlined version. This is a project that was presented, I think, back in 2017. And it's what it is. It comes through the city of Los Alamitos, Seal Beach, and I think a little bit of Cypress. And what it is a lot of repairs to their mainline sewers and manholes. And so we're discussing with the city right now on what their preference is on working times, you know, how this thing is going to be done, whether it's night work or kind of round the clock work to get it done quicker. I think what we're leaning towards, and this will be confirmed soon, is probably night work. That's what I've heard Seal Beach is hoping to get to, so that there's no traffic impacts during the day. So they would have all of their equipment gone during the day and they would have night work. You know, the flip side to that is there's a little bit of noise at night, but one of the options they've proposed is doing some of their heavy lifting from the hours of about 7 to 10. So that after that, then they would kind of finish their work from about 10 to 5 a.m. You know, the work that's not as noisy as that initial work is. I think it's a good option. So I will have more on that. And what I'm going to do is probably have somebody from the sanitation district's outreach team join us possibly next time if they're available. And they can brief us a little bit more on the project as well. And we'll have some more answers during that time. And then as far as, let's go back to the Old Town West neighborhood and some of the things we talked about last time. So Farhad had presented a project, some lane narrowing that was to be done with striping, and then some illuminated stop signs that were powered through solar.
Right.
So, you know, we're wrapping up the city's budget right now for the next fiscal year.
And how's it looking?
It's going to be a tough year. It is. So, you know, we're trying to really see what we can do in that neighborhood. And you know, this project, you know, just for the striping with thermoplastic and these stop signs and all that, I mean, you're talking in the range of about $100,000, which, you know, is quite a bit of money. So with the decreased, you know, revenues that are coming in, the projections that are kind of changing at the moment for, especially for like gas tax and all. What we're looking at right now is a scaled down version of the striping that would occur off of Florista. So we're still discussing that with the community development director right now. We're trying to get a budget of around $35,000 for next year to do something, hoping to do something in this neighborhood to start the process. I don't think we're going to get the $100,000 in there this year to do the full striping and stop signs. So that's the update for this, for Old Town. One of the other items was the sign inventory that you you had talked about last time. Public Works Department has initiated that, and we should have that soon to get all the signs at the correct height. So we'll be doing implementing things like that, making sure all the signage is correct and per standard. And just to let you know too, Gary from Public Works retired. I don't know if you worked with him in the past. He was in. He was kind of in charge of the crew back there. Really good. So at the moment, Anthony has taken over the ranks, and so we're dealing with him. You know, working with him on these types of assignments. And again, I apologize for Hud. I'll have to check in with him, make sure he's okay. That's all I have.
He might have thought that the meeting was at 7.
Yeah, that's my initial guess. Yeah, that's my hope. Yep.
Chris, can I ask you a question on the mm-hmm. site? You said Florista, but what do you mean? Yes. I don't understand. You mean from Florista to Catella, Florista to?
Los Alto Oak.
So you're talking about, you're not going down either Walnut or Cherry then?
We might go down one of those perpendicular streets if there is enough funds.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to try to, we would try to expand it as much as we could.
Because the public comment wasn't really about Florista from Los Alamos. Yeah. It was about either mostly Walnut and then also on
Chestnut.
Yeah. So
I think we were going to try to do, see, Farhad's plan was the whole neighborhood. And so he initially proposed, let's look at Florista and then possibly a portion of Walnut.
Well, Chris, I would encourage you, mm-hmm. If you're not able to do the full project the way it was presented and the way that the Traffic Commission approved it, I would encourage you to reach out to Commissioner Murphy and work with him, because he lives in that neighborhood and is closest to the people in the neighborhood, and make sure that you get, you know, hit the low-hanging fruit that they would like to see hit first if we have to wait for the rest.
Sure, will do.
Thank you.
Yeah, on that same note, in my mind, I believe that the illuminated stop signs could be pushed maybe to the following year, as long as the current stop signs were all upgraded to reflective stop signs and put at the proper height. And that would save quite a bit of money, especially on a four-way stop. If they're $15 to $2,000 a piece, you know what I mean? That might be one way of maybe stretching the project out.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Commissioner Hill has his hand raised.
Yeah, I agree with Vice Chair Roger Staubach. But also, I think if we can
The painting was a really expensive paint that we were going to use, and I think maybe we could also downgrade that and just put regular paint on the ground for now. Is that not reasonable, Javier?
It might be. I would like to see at a minimum the crosswalks with the thermoplast, because those are very bright and reflective, even during the day, and that visually will help drivers know that they're coming to the crosswalk and to a stop. I think that's probably the most important, because we want to protect our pedestrians. So that's my thought on that.
So then the lines that run along the side of the street as they drive down, separating the through traffic from the parked cars, those maybe we don't need to use that type of.
Possibly, yeah.
Okay.
So actually, since we're going further down into this discussion, we have to stop it because we need to make this an agenda item.
Gotcha.
Oh.
Yeah.
Details.
Thank you.
Okay. Chris, was that it?
That was it, yes, for me.
Thank you. The director that's on the call, Leslie, did you have any comments?
No, I don't have anything.
Okay, thank you, and welcome aboard.
Thank you.
Dan, I have one more question.
Sure.
With regard to Old Town West and the sanitation project, originally the sanitation project was going to go down Oak Street as well. Is that still going to happen,
or
has that been removed?
No, it's still there.
Still going to happen.
Yeah. They have a line that goes through there, and they're actually still proposing to replace one of those manholes.
Okay. Well, it might make sense also to find out when the scheduling is, so that we don't restripe that in any way and then have it all undone by the project.
Yeah, I think.
Good point.
Off the top of my head, they would like to start construction about a year from now.
Whoosh. Yeah.
Okay. Agenda item 8, Traffic Commission initiated business. At this time, commissioners may report on items not included on the agenda, but no such matter may be discussed, nor may any action be taken in which there is interest of the community, except as to provide staff direction to report back or to place the item on a future agenda. So, let me start in reverse. Commissioner West, do you have anything?
No, I don't have anything.
Commissioner Hill?
Yeah, I just want to say I don't think Roger the Dodger would have got his hand slapped like that, you know, for an inappropriate conversation. That's all I have.
That needs to be an agenda item.
What's that?
That needs to be an agenda item.
Commissioner Coxhill.
I do not have anything.
Commissioner Mejia.
One item that I did notice. On the there's a mid-block crosswalk at Florista and Kyle. It's behind the hospital parking structure. It's kind of right in the curve, and it is barely visible. And, I just thought, you know, that might need to be upgraded there, especially once everybody gets back to work.
That's not on that private road. Where is Kyle?
It's right behind the hospital there. No, the private road is Kyler.
Oh, okay.
So this is, it's right in the curb, the crosswalk.
By the parking structure.
Right, behind that parking structure.
Oh, okay. I'm with you now.
Yeah, it's dangerous.
Mm. All right. Commissioner Murphy.
No, nothing else.
Commissioner Singer.
Only one item that I think we should talk about at some point. I think we should talk about at some point. Mm-hmm. And that is and I've heard discussions about this for as long as I've been on the commission and even before that, and that has to do with street sweeping, a thing that we talk about periodically. And basically, these days, it seems there's a lot of inconsistency in street sweeping and the giving of tickets if you're parked on the street, and people still complaining about the, especially these days with the pandemic, being home and having no place to put their cars and so forth. And I'm thinking that there should be some changes to the normal way street sweeping is done. And I think perhaps we have to do maybe just one side of the street so people can have someplace else to put their car rather than put it on the grass, or rather than drive it 3 or 4 blocks away, or get a ticket. And I think it's only going to get worse when we have when people start building their accessory dwelling unit, which is okay in the state of California now, and you'll have even more cars.
Commissioner Singer, can I stop you for just one moment?
Sure.
Council member Hasselbrink sent out a note or a notice probably a month and a half ago. All street sweeping tickets are not being issued in the city of Los Alamitos until after the COVID-19 episode is done. So currently they are not ticketing.
But even after that point.
Ah, that's a different issue.
Okay. Well, even after that point, we'll have the same problem, if not greater, with the additional dwelling units and so forth. There'll be even more cars.
Absolutely.
And so what, you know, just off, I started thinking about it. And so why not just do one side of the street one day and another side of the street the next day? So, and that got me to thinking about who is in charge of making the decisions about the route of the street sweeper. Is it the city of Los Alamitos, or is it the street sweeping company?
Would you like to get the item agendized? And then
that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Okay, and Commissioner Murphy has his hand up as well.
Yeah, I can only speak for Walnut, but on Tuesday is on the west side, and on Thursday is on the east side. Now, that's the way it's scheduled. They don't do both sides the same day so that you can have a place to park, although it doesn't really help because there's still not enough parking. But at least they don't try to do it all in the city. I don't know if that's citywide or just where an old town, but that's the way it's set up now.
Okay, so if I understand correctly, Commissioner Singer would like to make a motion to agendize the street sweeping issue and hand it over to staff to actually develop an agenda item that can be brought to the commission to discuss this more fully. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Do we have a second?
I'll say.
I'd like to say I have my hand raised, so before we move on, I'd like to throw in 2 cents if I can.
That's all you can, 2 cents.
Okay. 2 cents. So we've had this as an agenda item, and we've discussed it, and the city has looked into it, and they were not able to adjust the street sweeping scheduling. My issue now is it seems like they don't come at a regular time anymore, and I don't even necessarily think they do come when they're supposed to come every time, but that's not this discussion.
All right.
Why couldn't the city change the schedule? Was it because the contracted company was able to dictate that time, that schedule, and that route.
Also financially based.
To be efficient and make sure they can get it done.
Yes.
It was also financially based. The last time this came up was for County Square over Kaler and that one little neighborhood that's
By Long Beach.
Yeah, Long Beach.
Yeah.
Right.
They brought that up. They wanted to have alternate day street sweeping. So I know we can't discuss this. The only thing we can do is to let Commissioner Singer speak and for this to be an agenda item. So we can all come back and talk about it.
All right. So we have a motion. We have a second. Could you take a roll call, please?
Yes, sir.
Madam Secretary?
Chair Patz?
Aye.
Vice Chair Mejia?
Aye.
Commissioner Coxell?
Aye.
Commissioner Hill?
Nay.
Nay. Okay. Commissioner Murphy?
Aye.
Commissioner Singer?
Aye.
And Commissioner West?
Aye.
Okay, so the results of the roll call.
We have 6 yeas and 1 nay.
Okay, passes with 1 nay. So Chris, if you can speak with Farhad and get this item agendized, let's take another look at it, see if there's anything we can do. We know that we've been able to modify things during this COVID-19 episode, but Commissioner Singer's concern is going forward afterwards, if we have wiggle room to make some changes, perhaps one side of the street one day, the other side of the street the next day or later in the week or whatever it is.
Yeah.
But if you could please get this agendized and let's discuss it.
Yeah, I'll probably have to speak with Michelle to kind of look at their contract to see if there's anything in
right,
there.
Right, right. And if there's a possibility for us to get a copy of the contract, I don't know if that's allowed by city rules, but to at least let us see what was agreed to and see if we can make any recommendations for improvement.
Sure.
All right. Thank you. Well, thank you, everyone. This has been a very different and interesting Traffic Commission meeting. First one in my career on the Traffic Commission. Thank you all. And at this time, I will take a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Who's making the motion?
I make a motion to adjourn.
Thank you. Who seconds?
I second.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Oh.
Aye. We don't need
a roll call. By roll call, right?
Roll call.
We don't need one for this. Or do we? All right. Go ahead.
Chair Patz.
Aye.
Vice Chair Mejia.
Aye.
Commissioner Coxell.
Aye.
Commissioner Hill.
Aye.
Commissioner Murphy?
Aye.
Commissioner Singer?
Aye.
And Commissioner West?
Aye.
All right. Thank you, everyone. Good night.
Thank you. Have a great night.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.